This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown, and as we're wrapping up 2015, I'm joined by Sarah Lawrence. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Jason. Thanks so much for having me.
2015 was a crazy year for music, featuring Swedes, surprise releases, and even some sweet flute sounds. In this first hour of the show, we'll be featuring the first half of our 10 favorite albums of 2015. Listen along with us in real time or peek ahead at our entire list. It's at krcu.org. There, you will also find show notes, links to videos, and a big ol' Spotify playlist. It's all at krcu.org. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown, and as we're wrapping up 2015, I'm joined by Sarah Lawrence. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Jason. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm very excited to have you here. Of course, you are managing editor of the Southeast Arrow, and you also write about music over there for a blog called The Stomp Box, right?
Yeah, that's right. I do a little bit of critique and a little bit of just album review or kind of anything just dealing with music, what you should be listening to.
Cool. Well, in your capacity for that, as the year is wrapping up, as we like to do here at the station, we're going to share some of our favorite albums for the audience. And we're going to start with my number 10, I think. And it comes from a German duo who are called Ms. John Soda. Their album is called Loom. They're on the More Music label. More Music is a German label that definitely has its own kind of sonic fingerprint and its own sound design, where it could almost be a genre of itself, using a lot of analog synths. And there's a particular longing to the vocals of Stephanie Bohm on this release. So let's have a listen. My 10th favorite album for 2015 comes from Ms. John Soda. It's called Loom, and this track is called Sirens. Is John Soda from the album Loom, which is my 10th favorite album of 2015. That track was called Sirens, and we're counting down our favorite albums of 2015. I'm Jason Brown. Sarah Lawrence, you're here as well, and let's hear your 10th favorite album of 2015.
My 10th favorite album, I have down A Flourish and a Spoil. It's by a really small band from Pennsylvania, actually, and they're called The Districts. They're actually younger than me. They're 19, 20 years old. But they have this really, you can't even classify kind of their rock sound. It's really kind of millennial, kind of speaks to their youth, I guess, so to speak. And so that can't really be, for how young they are, it can't really be held against them. Because of the music they're putting out, but they have a folk kind of undertone to that rock and roll brashness, I guess. But so the song I'm gonna play for you here, it's called Forth and Roebling. So that's by The Districts, and that's my number 10.
Sunshine, stretching like valley, everybody. go with me? Would you lay me down to get my sleep? And I don't know if I use my head the right way. But then again, who's to say that I'm wrong? And I'm singing this song, but it feels too dumb.
That was The Districts with Fourth and Roebling on A Flourish and a Spoil. That was my number 10. For my number 9, I have Blur's new album, The Magic Whip. Damon Albarn has been back on the map in recent years.
This is a band I heard of, Sarah, so that feels different.
Yeah.
I was afraid it was going to be a long day of you just playing bands I never heard of.
No, I'm sure not. I think you've got the upper hand on me.
I don't know about that. But so talk about this Blur album.
Well, it's been 12 years since Blur's put out an album. But with this 2015 release, they really kind of take you back to their Think Tank album in 2003. But they also, Damon Albarn, the front man, he brings in a lot of influences from his other side projects. I mean, he's with Gorillaz, or even his solo stuff. He did an album called Everyday Robots, so that's evident a lot, I think, even though it's still the same Blur that we know and love from 2003 in the late 1990s. But the song I have for you here is Ong Ong, and that's from The Magic Whip, and that's my number 9. So that was Blur with Ong Ong from The Magic Whip.
And we're counting down our favorite albums of 2015. We just heard Sarah Lawrence's number 9, and still ahead, we have my number 9 and number 8, Sarah's number 8, and we're counting all the way to 1 as we count down our favorite albums for the year here on Left of the Dial on KRCU Radio. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown. Sarah Lawrence is here, and we're counting down our favorite albums of 2015, and we are to my number 9. And mine comes from the Swedish psychedelic rock band Dungeon, and their album is called Alas Sack. It's like that band and this album, they've harvested from the most far out sounds of the 60s and 70s and have reconstructed them into something that sounds like a best of some kind of alien era. They sing in Swedish, but they also have a lot of instrumental tracks, which are just extended jams that are influenced by classic rock and jazz. And I think it sounds like it could easily soundtrack yet to be made Quentin Tarantino film. So let's have a listen. Here's Dungeon from the album Alas Sack. This track is called Frank's Cactus. That was Dungeon from the album Alas Sac, which is my ninth favorite album of 2015. That track was called Frank's Cactus here on Left of the Dial. We're counting down our favorite albums for this year, and we're going to get into my number 8. It comes from Grimes, and her album is called Art Angels. Grimes has been making music for quite some time. She started off more experimental than she is now, and I think what a lot of people write about Grimes in this album, they like to talk about how mainstream pop she's become, and I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that I think a lot of mainstream pop music has been meeting underground artists like her halfway. So when you hear Grimes go more mainstream, it actually sounds about right. It sounds like they're meeting each other in this middle place. And it's a great album, a good immediate sort of enjoyable listen. And we're going to check out a track right now. Here's Grimes from her album Art Angels. And this track is called Kill Versus Maim. That was Grimes from her album Art Angels, my 8th favorite album of 2015. That track was called Kill Versus Maim. And we're here counting down our favorite albums. And Sarah Lawrence, we are at your number 8.
I have that set at the Dead Weathers, Dodge and Burn. It's a supergroup of all supergroups.
We kind of are, yeah.
Alison Mosshart's from The Kills, and Jack Lawrence is from The Raconteurs, and Dean Fertitta brings in his guitar from Queens of the Stone Age, and then there's Jack White. So despite Jack White's quote-unquote, I guess, hiatus that he claimed that he wasn't going to tour, he is.
He keeps busy, doesn't he?
He's touring with the Dead Weather, or at least they were. They might still be. But, you know, it's grunge rock, garage rock in all its glory. Alison Mosshart's alto, I think, kind of just pushes it over the edge. But what I have for you here is their single, I Feel Love Every Million Miles, and that's by the Dead Weather.
Nothing's alive. What does the blacktop know that I have not cracked with my mind? Nothing's in color gray as a pill, nobody cries. Why do the street lamps shine? I'm still nothing's alive.
That was the Dead Weather on their album Dodge and Burn with I Feel Love Every Million Miles.
And Sarah, that was your 8th favorite album of 2015?
Yes.
That's what we're doing here on Left of the Dial today. Be sure to check out our website at krcu.org, where we'll have our list posted there for you to enjoy. We'll also have links and playlists and all sorts of great things at krcu.org. You're listening to Left of the Dial on KRCU. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown here with Sarah Lawrence, and we're sharing our favorite albums of 2015. And Sarah, we have arrived at your number seven.
My number seven is Eagles of Death Metal's new album. It's called Zipper Down. I don't think it can really be ignored about the horrors that kind of happened at in Paris at the Bataclan. But they still continue to support this new 2015 release, and I think that's really commendable. They have a campaign going on right now called Play It Forward, and that's for their song I Love You All the Time. And the group is comprised of Joshua Homme from Queens of the Stone Age and Jesse Hughes, and I think they're just really trying to... There's always been a pep, I guess, to their music. Kind of, they're just having fun. They're just doing it for the love of music, so to speak.
Well, and you could definitely see the humor in calling the band Eagles of Death Metal. That's one of the funniest band names ever.
Right. It came from like a conversation they were having about what would happen if you combined the Eagles and a death metal band, and they came up with this crazy, kind of quirky boogie rock. And so you'll hear it in this song, I Love You All the Time, that I have as my number seven.
I love you all the time.
That was Eagles of Death Metal with I Love You All the Time on their album Zipper Down. And that was my number seven track for 2015.
All right. And we are to my number seven right now. It comes from the band called Godspeed You Black Emperor. And I don't know if you've ever actually seen the band name written down, but they very liberal use of exclamation points, and there's actually one right after you, so it's like Godspeed you, Black Emperor. they are a Canadian post-rock band, and there are a number of titans of this genre, and certainly Godspeed You Black Emperor are among them. But what's distinctive about them is that they really put a dim light on this sort of foreboding and this sense of impending doom. And I think they have much more of a punk rock aesthetic versus technical proficiency, who some of their peers in the genre might strive for. Famously, in 2013, this band was awarded Canada's Polaris Prize, which is a very prestigious prize. And they were quick to criticize the ceremony of the entire thing at a time when Canada was going through austerity and elected to accept the prize, but donate their prize money to a Quebec-based program providing music education in prisons. So we're going to get to the album for this year. It's called Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distress. And this track is called Peasantry or Light Inside of Light. Godspeed, You Black Emperor from Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distress. My seventh favorite album of 2015. That track was called Peasantry or Light Inside of Light. And we're counting down our favorite albums of 2015. I'm Jason Brown. Sarah Lawrence is with me. That was my number 7 track, and we're getting into my number 6. Sarah, we were talking earlier about how I sort of just casually realized I have 2 Swedish bands on my list, and you said you thought you had someone from Sweden as well.
I do.
So that's a teaser. We're gonna find out what that is. But we've arrived at my 2nd Swedish band. They're called Västkust, and the album is called Last Forever. Definitely a band that is into this shoegaze revival that's happening, and a lot of bands are doing that these days. But that doesn't mean there aren't winners in the bunch and bands that are offering some unique takes on it, and Västkust is a band that's definitely doing that. They have back and forth vocals between a man and a woman, so there's a great dynamic there, and just a real brightness to their music that really sets them apart from their peers. So we're going to have a listen. Here's Västkust from their album Last Forever, and this track is called Weekends. Västkust from the album Last Forever, my 6th favorite of 2015. That track was called Weekends. And Sarah Lawrence, we are at your 6th favorite album of 2015.
Well, I'm a sucker for anything jazz or soul inspired, so I have Leon Bridges' release of Coming Home. If there's anybody to bring you back to sitting in your mom's kitchen or going to church every Sunday morning, it's this guy. He's from Texas, so he really brings back that soul and gospel genre to its roots. And he's only 26 years old. This is his first album, so it's really cool to see something so polished. What I have for you here is his title track, Coming Home. So let's take a listen.
Coming home to your tender, sweet loving, you're my one and only woman. The world needs a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around. Wanna be.
That was Leon Bridges on his album Coming Home with his title track, and that's my 6th favorite album of the year.
Okay, and we are at the halfway point of our favorite albums of 2015. Be sure to stick around for the next hour of Left of the Dial when Sarah Lawrence and I will be sharing our top 5. Also, check out the website, krcu.org. We're going to have a big, long post of all of our songs that we picked for this year with links and playlists and all sorts of wonderful things. So be sure to check that out at krcu.org. Also, check out the program on Twitter. We are at LOTD Radio. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown, and as we're wrapping up 2015, I'm joined by Sarah Lawrence. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Jason. Thanks so much for having me.
2015 was a great year for music, and this hour, 9 albums prove that claim. We're featuring our 5 favorite albums of 2015 this hour. Listen along in real time or check out the entire list now at krcu.org. There, you will also find show notes, links to videos, audio of our conversation, and more. It's all at krcu.org. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown, and Sarah Lawrence is here. She is managing editor of the Southeast Arrow. She also writes about music at a blog for the Arrow called Stompbox. And Sarah, you're also a former KRCU intern, so this isn't even your first KRCU radio appearance.
Nope, know the ropes over here, so it's cool to be back.
Well, it's cool to have you back in this capacity, and we're right in the middle of counting down our favorite albums for 2015, and as a matter of fact, Sarah, we're at your number 5.
I picked something a little more mainstream for this one, actually. I picked Modest Mouse's new album, Strangers to Ourselves. Ever since, I guess, the start of, you know, the Modest Mouse member career, they've always been trying new things, and that's no different with this album. I know they've gotten a little flack for sounding overproduced compared to the Lonesome Crowded West or the Moon and Antarctica, but I think that they're always evolving and it's worthy of being on a top 10 list. I actually saw Modest Mouse in concert at the Pageant up in St. Louis a couple months back.
Oh, that's cool.
Isaac Brock was still pulling out stuff from the 90s. He was screaming into his pickups on his guitar. Like, it was a crazy show.
You know, the thing about that band is it's almost, for a time period, is like every band sounded like Modest Mouse, it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they've influenced a lot of people. But they're still doing their own thing. I think they're always going in a different direction, whether people like it or not. So right here I have for you Coyotes from Modest Mouse's new album, Strangers to Ourselves.
Coyotes tiptoe in the snow after dark, at home with the ghosts in the national parks. Mankind's behaving like some serial killers. Giant old monsters afraid of the sharks.
That was Modest Mouse on Strangers to Ourselves with Coyotes, and that was my number 5 favorite album for 2015.
And that puts us at my number 5. It comes from Purity Ring and the album Another Eternity. This is a pop duo from Edmonton, Alberta. And they've always had kind of a DIY approach to pop music. They've described it in the past as future pop, and it's kind of like pop music has caught up to what they're doing. This album is perhaps a bit more accessible than their prior effort, which I think a lot of people will enjoy. So let's have a listen to Purity Ring, their album Another Eternity, and this track is called Stranger Than Earth.
You have a mind to make sight of the weight you pick up. you again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't
Purity Ring from the album Another Eternity. That track was called Stranger Than Earth, my fifth favorite album of the year, and that's what we're here doing today on Left of the Dial. Be sure to check out our website at krcu.org to get show notes, to get our list, and to get links and all sorts of great things. That's at krcu.org. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown. Sarah Lawrence is here, and we're sharing our favorite albums of 2015 as this year comes to the close. And we are at my number four. It comes from Beach House, a band who actually put out a couple of albums this year. They are Depression Cherry, and then just about a month later, kind of as a surprise, they released an album called Thank Your Lucky Stars. And as I was putting this list together, you know, it was tempting to kind of shoehorn both of those into the same position, but I didn't think that was actually fair to either album because they are distinct albums. And while I think easily I could have conceived of a top 10 list that included two Beach House albums, I decided I was going to pick one and go with that. So I'm going with Thank Your Lucky Stars. That's the one that I think sounds more like that band. But definitely, if you're listening and you've not checked out Depression Cherry, that's an album that's certainly worth of your attention. We're going to get to Beach House and the album Thank Your Lucky Stars. This track is called One Thing. Beach House from the album Thank Your Lucky Stars, my fourth favorite album of 2015. That track was called One Thing. Sarah, we are at your number four.
Yeah, I was talking about Modest Mouse for my number five earlier. Their influencer edged them out this year. Built to Spill's Untethered Moon had to go high on my list. As much as they influence kind of Isaac Brock's reckless sort of behavior, Built to Spill's a little more cut and dry. They're doing what they do best. The album, when I bought it, it's really old school. Comes in like this jewel case with a picture of a cat and a dog as their album cover. And they just don't care about presentation anymore. And it's so respectable. They just care about, you know, the music they're making. They've been around since, what, 90s?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Definitely.
Yeah. And the fact that they've come out with a new album is really cool to see that they're still just making music and having a good time. So here I have for you Never Be the Same by Built to Spill on Untethered Moon.
You got it. If that's what you
That was Built to Spill on Untethered Moon with Never Be the Same. We're on to my number three now, and I'm actually taking a complete 180 from Built to Spill. He's a St. Louis native. This is his second album. His name's Pokey Lafarge, and he really brings you to the heart of Americana music. A lot of his music talks about, I guess, the cliche song topics of love and travel and things like that, but he does it with Midwestern charm, to be sure. It's a little more contemporary, I'd say, than his first self-titled album. He still sticks to his roots, though. He still sticks to that early 20th century sound. So here I have for you Wanna Be Your Man. That's Pokey Lafarge on Something in the Water.
Something's wrong, honey, this I know. Never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I wanna be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, who do you think I am? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man. Some people don't like me hanging around, but there's no reason for that I found. Hey, baby, please don't look so sad.
That was Pokey Lafarge on Something in the Water with Wanna Be Your Man. And that was my number three favorite album of 2015.
Very good choice, Sarah. And that puts us at my number three favorite album for 2015. I about called it 2013. That wouldn't be right at all. Mine comes from Father John Misty, who put out an album this year called I Love You, Honey Bear. And Father John Misty, of course, is the moniker of Josh Tillman. And I have to wonder, is Josh Tillman like 2015's biggest troll? Because on this album, he's just a jerk. There's no other way to.
He's so sassy.
it's awful. It's like he's in a Ricky Gervais comedy and just playing one of these awful people who makes you cringe when you watch him. But I think it's all tongue in cheek, and if nothing else, it's perhaps a lesson as how one ought not to behave. So we're gonna have a listen to one of the sassier tracks from this album. This is Father John Misty from the album I Love You, Honey Bear, and this song is called The Night Josh Tillman Came to Our Apartment.
Oh, I just love the kind of woman who can walk over. I mean like we like damn marching band. She says like literally music is the air she breathes, and the malaprops make me wanna think of the scream. I wonder if she even knows what that word means. Well, it's literally
that was Father John Misty from his 2015 album, I Love You, Honey Bear, my third favorite album of 2015. We just heard the track, The Night Josh Tillman Came to Our Apartment. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. We're counting down our favorite albums of 2015. Be sure to check out our website at krcu.org. We'll have our complete list of our favorite music, links, and show notes, and a big old Spotify playlist. It's all at krcu.org. This is Left of the Dial on KRCU. I'm Jason Brown. Sarah Lawrence is here, and we're counting down our favorite albums of 2015, and we have arrived at my number two, comes from Kendrick Lamar. The album is To Pimp a Butterfly. This came out earlier this year. It actually famously came out a week before it was scheduled to come out. Just overnight was on all the digital services. And I think for that week, it was easily the most streamed thing on Spotify and things like that. And just about the album, it's such a grand and brilliant statement. It has this amazing production that uses a lot of production heavy hitters like Flying Lotus. Thundercat offers production help and plays some amazing jazzy bass lines on it as well. And what's interesting to me about this album, there's all sorts of pieces of little code tucked away in it, and people are getting real obsessive with picking it apart. The album title, To Pimp a Butterfly, it was actually changed from To Pimp a Caterpillar. And those words would loosely make an acronym for Tupac, who, of course, would have been an influence on Kendrick Lamar. And actually, Tupac shows up posthumously at the end of this album in the form of an interview that he gave in the 90s to some Swedish radio station that Kendrick cut up to make it as if he were giving the interview to Tupac himself. So it's a really interesting album. All sorts of twists and turns to it, and right now we're going to have a listen to These Walls. Kendrick Lamar from his album To Pimp a Butterfly. That was These Walls, my second favorite album of 2015. Sarah, what is your second favorite album of this year?
Well, you were talking about Father John Misty a little earlier. Yeah, and that's my favorite album for number two. I know. We have some overlap.
There you go, yeah.
Finally happened.
It must have been a good one.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Critics agree.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can't speak too much. I mean, you did such a great job already.
No.
But, Josh Tillman, actually, I don't know if you know this, but he used to be in Fleet Foxes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he was on for the, well, he came in at the end of their first album and then helped them record Helplessness Blues. And now he's on to doing solo stuff. So it's kind of cool how he's progressed. He fits kind of the mellow genre that Fleet Foxes fits in, but...
But you know what's amazing is that Fleet Foxes, the music was so different. I mean, do you think he was, like, pranking those other guys? It seems they took themselves very seriously.
Yeah.
And it seems like Father John Misty, not so much.
Right. I feel like he was in it just... to say, like, I don't know, for the parody of it or something.
Just needed the work.
Yeah, the office.
Did he sing in that band?
No, he played drums.
Okay, he was a drummer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I
bet he was a drummer for hire.
Yeah. I was telling you earlier, though, I actually got to see him in concert, too.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that sassiness and that sarcasm that you were talking about earlier, oh my gosh, it's even more evident. When he's live. And he did a Q&A at the end of his concert, which I was like, Q&As need to happen at every concert from now on. And then he did his encore and all, but it was so cool. My track for you here, though, it's Father John Misty on his new album, I Love You, Honey Bear. And the song is called I Went to the Store One Day.
We met in a parking lot, was buying coffee and cigarettes, firewood and bad wine long since gone. But I'm still drunk and hot, wide awake, breathing hard. And now in just 1 year's time, I've become jealous, rail thin, prone to paranoia when I'm stoned. This isn't true love, someone ought to put me in a home.
That was Father John Misty on I Love You Honey Bear with I Went to the Store One Day. We are to my number one track for 2015. We're finally here.
It's been an epic journey, Sarah.
Yes. Well, I picked The Tallest Man on Earth with his release of Dark Bird is Home. I think this has kind of been one of the more progressive albums of 2015. He kind of took a full new direction. You know, I'm used to hearing Christian Mattson with just him and his guitar. And he has a full backing band on this album. And going back to spending all my college money on concerts, I went to see him in late July, actually, too. And it was so cool to see, you know, what you hear in the studio to what's on stage, and to see that parallel. And it was my first sit down concert too, so it was weird trying to get like used to that, because
that's like being a grown up.
Yeah. Yeah, and not being in the pit, like it's just a different vibe, but it was a lot of fun. But he's gotten a little more spotlight for this album, I would say. He just actually, you know, he's released three other albums before this, but just 3 weeks ago he released his first music video for Darkness of the Dream. But right now let's take a listen to Timothy. That's The Tallest Man on Earth with his album Dark Bird is Home. That was The Tallest Man on Earth on Dark Bird is Home with Timothy. And that was my number one track of 2015. Jason, we're on to your number one track.
Oh, yeah, you bet. We got through it. Sarah got through yours anyway, and we have arrived at my favorite album of the year. This is a band who it's been around 2 or 3 years, but I actually didn't know anything about them until this year. And their band name, it's a mouthful. It's not very good for the radio. It's called The World is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. And their album is called Harmlessness. And it's a very melodic guitar sort of vibe. An ever-changing membership of the band. They have huge amounts of people on the stage and bring in cellos and spoken word poetry and things like that. And this album, I mean, it just really got to me. Part of it was there's a song on here that is actually the story about a vigilante in Mexico who took it upon herself to kill bus drivers as a protest for violence that was happening on these buses. And that was a story that was covered by the public radio show This American Life. So once I found that that was happening, I was really hooked on that idea.
You had to choose it.
I had to choose it. That's right. So in checking the album out, there's a lot of great storytelling on this album. And The song I'm going to go with, it's called You Can't Live There Forever. Here is The World is a Beautiful Place, and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die. The band called The World is a Beautiful Place, and I am no longer afraid to die. The album is called Harmlessness, my favorite album of the year. We just heard the track, You Can't Live There Forever. Sarah Lawrence, thank you so much for joining me on this and sharing the music with us. It was a really, really great list. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun today.
Very cool. Well, if you're listening, if you missed anything on our list, know that you can go to krcu.org and see the complete list for both Sarah and myself. We have links so you can listen to songs, you can listen to this conversation, get a Spotify playlist of many of the tracks that we played today. It's all there at krcu.org.